Blog Talk Radio.
She acted like she didn't want to say it.
I don't think she did.
I'm wide awake.
Hello.
Greetings. Hi. It's September 6th, 2012. It's Thursday night, not the morning time. I'm very confused. I've been on here all week. I'm very confused. Very.
I'm smiling.
I know. I'm Snow White. Currently, I think I resemble more Grumpy Dwarf. So, yeah. And we also have Master Blaster, who I think is more akin to Pissed Off Dwarf.
You know, I am, and on top of that, there's lots of music critics in this group. That's all I'm going to say. You know what? I play stuff. Hey, Jeff Graham. I play other stuff. Ah, Jim Gurney. Make up your damn mind.
And we also have Corey, who I wanted to save for last, because her buoyancy is going to help keep the show lifted, because she is nothing but a big ball of sunshine, even though I want to stab her in the eye.
Seconded.
You see the giggle? Did you hear that giggle?
Seconded.
Yeah. Aggie's a very happy girl. Tomorrow I will hate you all.
I know.
You know what? I know where you live.
So it'll be back to normal then, right?
Yeah. His bipolar ass. He hates somebody every other week. One week is he all in our lap dancing, and the next week I don't like you.
Pitch your I've never liked down. You.
At least I'm consistency bitchy. That I'm consistent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He can't make up his mind.
I'm just bitchy all the time.
I can make up mine.
Oh, you know what? Let me go ahead and give out the phone number while I'm thinking about it. The phone number is 347-215-7977. You're more than welcome to call in, but please make sure to stay actually on topic. Asking us questions like what color toys do we use will get you a boot in the ass out the door.
Well, some of them might like the boot in their ass.
Probably, yeah, but I don't plan on doing it in a way they'll like.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
ditch first? Really quick.
Uh-oh, because you've been saving this up, haven't you?
No, not really. I'm kind of blah right now. But, I do want to say, for those of you that don't listen to the news, I did a news story a couple days ago about Final Fantasy.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Basically, they're talking about the new Final Fantasy coming out. What did I say? Final Fantasy 8? Was it 8 or 13? Mm-hmm. I think it. One of the two. I can't remember. 8 or 13. My Roman numerals are mixed up in my head. But here's the thing. They said that it was designed for multiple playthroughs. Why was it designed for multiple playthroughs, you ask? Because it's so fucking short. Why the hell would I want to buy a game that I can play through in a matter of hours instead of taking me days? And then also, they gave away the fucking ending. They said there was only one ending. Why am I doing multiple playthroughs for the same fucking ending? Oh, not to mention, they already told me it's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending.
So what the fuck am I going to buy the game for? You ruined it for me. I'm not going to play this once. Not even once, okay? Much less multiple times to get the same fucking boring ending.
That's pretty annoying.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? Really? You already ruined MMO. You already ruined your MMO for me because I was super excited. And now you're going to do this. The whole fucking franchise is over.
That's a common thing now. They're giving away this is not just games that are doing this. Movies. Like, I hate watching movie trailers now because I can't watch it and be mystified and go, ooh, I want to see that. I want to know what's going to happen. They tell you.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, after you told me what happened, I don't need to go see the movie now.
I watched it for Beefcake, but that's about it.
I went to go see Magic Mike. I know the outcome of that because we know Channing Tatum, but but the rest of it, the rest of them.
Who's
I was
the
like,
big guy? Joe something or other?
Joe Manganiello. That's a whole lot of man.
Right? He could be a whole lot of man my way. That will put me in a good mood.
There's always a whole lot of man your way. What are you talking about?
Please.
Please.
What is he trying to say? What you trying to call her? What you say?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If it ain't about you, don't worry about it, Corey.
That's like I won't cut you because I'm happy. I will do happy cuts. They'll
counting
be quick.
On it. I'm
They'll
actually counting on it. Yes.
They'll be quick and shallow like paper cuts all over your body. Then I will squeeze the lemon juice. And then I will laugh. And ask that age-old question, why so serious? Okay, anyway.
Oh, God.
I had to do it. Oh. So we talked about a lot of stuff this week. Green Light, which...
Mm-hmm.
Green Light has gotten a lot of flack this week.
Yeah, we've actually done some news about that.
Deservedly so on some fronts and not deservedly so. In case y'all don't listen to News in the Morning, and you should, because sometimes it's good. Sometimes
it should be good all the time.
Sometimes we're sleepy, okay? We just, you know, I wasn't sleepy this week, but every now and again.
No, she was like ultra fucking perky.
Ooh, I hate that.
Yeah, and I'm not even a morning person. So just imagine if I was a morning person.
Ugh.
Yeah. Scary. Okay, so Green Light had a lovely sexually themed game submitted to them, and they refused it, and of course it made the news, and what'd you say, Blaster?
No, I was just what was it?
It was called Seduce Me.
Ooh.
See, maybe they should have kept it.
They should have kept it, and the problem was exactly
the problem was, okay, Steam Greenlight, well, Steam said that was not the purpose of their service. They said that is not the type of game they want to offer, which in some way I can understand. In other ways, I really don't understand. Let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
It is a service that is geared towards children. So anything explicitly sexual would be a little off. But on the other hand, they allow gory, violent, bloody games on there, and no one says a thing about those. So sex is bad. Seeing boobies.
What is that you said? What's that called again?
Double standard.
Exactly.
There you go. Seeing boobies is bad, but seeing a head blown off, its brain splattered all over the place, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Naked men running around in loincloths.
Ew.
From dusk. They're naked. Wow. They're wearing loincloths.
Yep.
Well, now I understand why they're stopping that. I mean, come on.
Well, no. You know what it is? I'm going to say this to you, Steam. Here's an easy fix for that. You can put some parental controls on your fucking service. How about that?
Yes.
Really easy fix. And then the kids don't even see it. Or people who don't want to see it can turn on the controls. I don't want to see explicit materials. But I'm not saying Seduce Me was going to be a stellar game, but you never know. They may do something that leads to something that is actually interesting to play.
If it was anything like that boyfriend game I played on my iPhone, it's going to be a shitty game. But that's not the point. The point is they took it. It had been up there long enough where people had a chance to discuss it, where people had a chance to make comments on it, and even vote on whether or not it should actually be let on the service before they took it down.
So apparently people wanted to see what they were going to do.
Right.
It made it that far, so they should have let it stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that they, instead of rising to the challenge and saying, "Hey, let's make some parental controls, or let's see what they're going to do. We can handle this. Let's make it so that nobody else can see it." They wimped out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Really, Blaster?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on that at all. I think
no, that's not why I'm saying really.
Why are you saying really?
Y'all want to make my happy mood go sour real quick, don't you?
I didn't
okay.
do anything. I was talking.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one over there. That
see,
one over there.
See?
Yeah, that one over there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Huh?
Back to other stuff that went on this week. Oh, I got to talk about this. This actually happened earlier today.
Did I miss it?
Well, it was after we got off the news.
Okay, go ahead.
Are y'all ready for Farmville 2?
No.
I wasn't ready for Farmville 1, so. Why would I be ready for Farmville 2?
Zynga. Okay, so they're saying they're releasing Farmville 2. And they're calling it a next-generation social game. Screenshots actually look interesting. It looks a little more interesting than it was, but I'm not sure if this is just artwork. I will pass this along to you lovely people in the chat room and my co-hosts.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for it.
Bam! And
open
bam!
In new tab. Did it really need a 2? I mean...
This one's supposed to be entirely 3D. They have added in crafting...
Okay, but is it still basically the same thing? Like, do you still have to like beg people to send you shit? Because I hate that.
That is what killed it for me. Well, you know, that's not also what killed it. I don't like the fact that all I did was click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
It looks like there's a new. Looks like I don't know if this friend tab thing down at the bottom is new or if that's been like that. Have you seen the picture for that?
No, it's new.
That looks like that's an easy way to annoy people.
Yeah, this is what kills social gaming for me. I mean, the whole, like, social, Facebook gaming, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to constantly be begging people to send me shit.
True.
Really. If I'm playing a game, I want to be able to play the fucking game. If you want us to interact with each other, make a multiplayer. Don't have us poke people on their Facebook pages about getting a brick. One brick from each person. What the? Really? Send me a piece of straw, and then maybe I'll be able to make a hay bale when I get 50,000 of them.
And then you can finally progress to level 2.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. It's one of those things where I just totally don't get it. That is what killed Facebook gaming for me. At first, I was like, hey, this is kind of fun. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm managing my little community. I'm making shit. And then it started getting harder and harder to do anything without getting stuff from people on my Facebook. And frankly, you know, that's just too much fucking energy for me.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good way to get off of my friends list.
Yeah, it really is. I stopped doing it.
I generally do not say anything to anybody. I don't ask anybody for anything. There are people that send, you know, that send out gifts and stuff. I'll take them, but I won't send you anything back. I don't say anything unless, like, this new one that I started playing sends it out without bothering me. Of course, it bothers other people, but I don't even know it's sent out. I just get a little small alert that says, this has been sent to people. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't mean to send that to these 50 people. I'm sorry, y'all. But I think, like what we were talking about earlier in the week, the Sims ironically has their social aspect, but it's not like this at all. You don't annoy any people that don't want to be annoyed. It's actually almost like a weird lobby thing that pops up alongside your game, and you can see who's online and if they're actually wanting your Sim to come visit. You know, it's just for an achievement, but it's not something you have to progress. Obviously, to play The Sims. And the picture posting, sharing, or, you know, the updates are things, again, you have control over. You don't have to see it. You don't have to post it. You don't have to share your videos. You don't have to watch anybody else's. It strictly allows you to be sociable if you feel like it. If somebody made a pretty Sim dress, you can say, oh, that's pretty. Then you can talk to them and say, hey, can I get a copy of that dress type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like this, and I think they did it well where it's unobtrusive. This shit here, I think... Farmville, the first Farmville was about the time that you started coming on the Facebook Snow and Blaster never wanted to play any of them.
I was already
mad at them from Cafe World. I got irritated with Cafe World because it was the same thing. Ask somebody to send you 55 fruit salads. Why the fuck do I need 55 fruit salads?
Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, you can't finish cooking these fruit salads. They're going to go bad if you don't get these people to say, maybe I don't have 400 friends. We do, but that's not the point.
even if you play The Sims online, which the whole basis of Sims is that you control your Sim by yourself. And then now that you have The Sims Facebook game, you can't even fucking make your own bed unless you get two other people to come help you. Send you material or whatever.
Right. Like I said, I avoid all that crap because of the fact that when all those games first came out, that's all I got was pestered from you people. Like left
you
and
didn't
right.
get pestered from me because I was late to the party. I didn't play with any of them.
I got pestered by a lot of damn people. So, If you're on my friends list now, it's because you didn't play one of those games. That's why.
Well, you know what's sad is there are some games on Facebook. The one that we were playing, Idol Worship, it's social, but it's not so heavily laden. They don't hit you in the face where you have to have these things to level up. You have to harass your people. It is a play together if you want to. Another one that I used to play that I can't get to now because Facebook updated their security settings is y'all heard me talk about Star Fever Agency. Was another one you didn't have to talk to anybody. The only interaction they had a club that you would go to in the game, and you could sit and talk with people, and you could trade your stars off. You know, maybe the star was a little more famous, or maybe this one was temperamental, and you don't want to deal with them, so you could give it to somebody else, and they give you theirs. But that was pretty much it. There was no other, you know, being harassed type of thing. And those games, unfortunately, Facebook fucked over because those people can't find their games because of some security setting that they changed. If they don't have SSL something on, then you can't get to them anymore. And those are good games that people would actually probably enjoy playing if they got the same attention than more attention than Farmville.
Yep.
So then come and say to you, suck it. Suck it. You and your Farmville just suck it.
I will not be playing it purely because it annoys the bejesus out of me. However, every time we talk about this, I want to go play that game off of PlayStation. What was it?
Oh,
Harvest Moon.
Oh, not see Harvest Moon. That's a whole other thing.
I love that game.
You do too, man. Every time. Oh, see, girl. See, I knew you weren't listening to the news the one morning because they released the Harvest Moon and they did a whole real life event where they did a community garden. Somewhere, a real community garden, and they were giving away copies of Harvest Moon, and they called it the Harvest Moon event. This was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I was all over the moon. I was like, I got to have it. I got to have this Harvest Moon. I got to have it. God. Why didn't they bring Harvest Moon to Facebook?
What's so special about it? I don't understand.
See, this is where the idea of Farmville comes from. Zynga likes to make it seem like we're so innovative. No, they stole this idea from Harvest Moon, okay?
Yep.
But Harvest Moon is actually an RPG/simulator. So you make your character, and then you have to actually harvest things. And it is – I can't remember if it's real time or not.
Like
is it real winter when it's your winter and real summer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so you can't do certain things in the winter. You can't do certain things in the summer. Certain crops only grow. You got to keep your – it's a whole – Snow and I like that whole micromanaging simulator thing. Really detailed. And Zynga took the idea and just kind of skimmed the surface – and then they made this shit. Click here 5 times to dig up this hole. I don't have to do that when I'm playing Harvest Moon. I just dig that motherfucker and put my turnips in it and go about my business.
And you can actually interact with other NPCs, so you don't have to poke 50 bajillion people to get a fucking brick.
Yes, and they had a social aspect. They had the same thing, a lobby. Or at least on my DS, you had a lobby. You can go in. I need to buy 25 turnips. I got 20 gold. Who's selling? And you buy it, and then you don't have to talk to them bitches anymore after you're done. You get your turnips. They get their gold.
Find a grain of sand from 4 people so you can, from 400 people, so you can try to melt it down and make glass. I mean, really?
Your fiance is missing. Click here 6 times.
Find her. What if I have to click there? Obviously, that's where she is.
The school teacher done been bit by the snake. That's the one that's pissed me off. You can't build a schoolhouse till you clear up the snakes. Fucking snakes. I can't see any snakes.
What are you talking about, man?
Speaking of games that are like, basically work, because that sounds like a lot of work to me personally. Did you hear about the Skyrim's new DLC that's coming out?
Yes, we've been talking about that all week.
Have you been?
It's out. It's my Hearthfire.
Hearthfire.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's supposed to be horrible.
Well, I mean, why would I want to do? Why would I want to build a house? Why would I want to do all this other crap in the game? I mean. I just want to go in there and kill some monsters, kill some orcs, dragons, whatever, and I want to get out. I don't want to sit there and have a job in the game that I have to go to every day.
They were catering to the likes of people like Snow and I, but they did, again, good idea executed poorly. You can't just build a house, is what we read. You have to. You can adopt children, but they don't really do anything. Like you can tell them to do chores. That's what we read. They can't really do any chores that actually help you. Like if you said, cook up all these potatoes I got from the town so that I can take the food with me when I go adventuring. They don't do shit.
Nope.
You in the house that you get, you can only convert certain rooms into rooms for your family to live in, and you can only build certain kinds of house. It sounds stupid. I was like. Oh, by the way, Blaster, we did go over to Bethesda and ask them could we have copies of Hearthfire, and because it wasn't you, they would not give them to us.
Mm-hmm.
You have to call over there with a voice and be like, hello, this is Blaster.
Hello.
Yeah, that's the first
time.
That's the one.
I would like some DLCs, please.
And they'd be like, okay.
I haven't actually been playing. I actually just uninstalled Skyrim the other day.
You uninstalled it?
I uninstalled it.
Cuss your pearls.
I was running out of room too, so I needed to like make space.
You sound like me. Why I don't have the Sims? I don't have any room on my hard drive.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. No, actually, well, the last Sims game I played, again, speaking of another, like a second job, is I played that, what was it, The Sims Medieval. And I thought, hey, I don't really like The Sims that much, so I'll try The Sims Medieval, right? And I think that was worse than The Sims would have actually been, than the regular Sims.
First, this is sucky. First of all, they got the idea from the players. We used to have a SimWatch list. Now it's a SimWatch Facebook. Years ago, when they were on the list, this is when people were still doing community interaction. You know, when the developers used to actually talk to the people and find out what they wanted.
Yeah, I miss those days too.
And the people were like, well, you know, they named off a bunch of stuff. Some of the stuff went into The Sims, and The Sims. Somebody mentioned, me and another person were like, you know what would be fun? A Sims Medieval, and we use that exact term where, you know, our Sims were able to build medieval villages and things like that. What they did was create The Sims Medieval that we play, which is kind of sucky after a while, as opposed to making it set in medieval, you know, where the items were medieval and you just had to work with,
I liked it. I'll still play it. That's a game that I like. Corey doesn't really like it. I like it, so we kind of differ on that. But it was not as good as it could have been. I will say that.
They should have left me. I needed free form. I wanted to have structures that were medieval structures that I could build. I wanted an outhouse.
Wait, why'd you want particularly an outhouse? You mentioned that.
Because it's funny, because I'm thinking of the interactions that they could have done. You know, if people, okay, do you know what an outhouse is, right?
No, Corey, I don't know an outhouse.
I'm serious. You know, I don't know, because, you know, I'm from the South. My great-grandfather had an outhouse. He didn't have a bathroom. A lot of people don't realize what it is. It's a deep-ass hole in the ground that people pee. They put a little shed over it, and you sit on it, and you pee.
You can do other things.
Yeah, you do all kinds of other things, but there's no toilet paper, and there's no cleaning it, and there's no flushing, there's no water. It's just stench. So I thought it would be funny to see your Sims go and, you know, and pass out, or they fall down the hole. See, that makes me laugh, the thought of it, but it wasn't in there.
That would be funny.
They could get dysentery, or they could have caught the bubonic plague. See all the things they could have done with that, you know?
That just sounds wrong.
But they didn't do any of that stuff. They created it. It's too closed off. I don't have control of my little Sim world, so I was not. That's why I didn't like it as much. Hmm. But actually, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it because, well, that is, you're right about that, not having a lot of control. That was my biggest gripe, is that everything is like, okay, you can put all this cool stuff, but here's the limited set of stuff that you can put in your castle, right? And you can only put it in certain, you know, certain places, right? And it was really, so I was like, oh, cool, I'm customizing things. But the more I customized it, the more it looked the same, pretty much. And the other thing, too, is I had a damn hard time getting somebody to, like, really like me in the game. Like, having a relationship.
Surprise!
Having relationships in that game was very difficult, like real life. However, I was unsuccessful in that game, unlike real life. So.
So, back to our community manager thing, because I have to harp on my big gripe this week.
Oh, that's your gripe.
You know, City of Heroes is closing.
Oh, well. Sorry, I wasn't a big fan of that as you were.
Uh-huh.
Yet you play WoW.
I have been playing WoW lately because of the stupid update.
Let me just say this. The one thing that Blizzard has gotten right, and the reason why they remain on top, because it ain't the gameplay, I'm going to tell you, is because they get the community shit right. They never stop doing that. Other companies have stopped. NCSoft is one of them. And, Blaster, you are a testament to this. You remember at E3 how well they treated us. Anybody that had a website, not just us, but anybody that had any kind of fan site, like Snow, you could have had a blog and you posted once a day about your character. You were there in the private VIP booth with us, eating the good sandwiches and stuff that they had for us, and in the air conditioning, because we got treated like kings and queens, okay?
I get treated like that all the time.
No, you don't. So So we were treated well. They stopped doing that. Now, I'm not saying they had to go to that extreme every time, but NCSoft, when they first got City of Heroes, they were very, very community-oriented, as were a lot of MMOs. They were very much, you know, if you created a fan site, they were going to toss you some T-shirts, or they were going to, you know, post you up or give links to your site. And I don't know why that trend or theme is dying out, because it's not like it wasn't working, is the thing. It's not like they looked at it and said, this is just not working for us, we have to stop doing it. It's like they just got lazy. Community managers, most of the time, as opposed to if you compared one now to one, say, circa 2001, they don't do shit. They just get on the boards and keep people from fighting. When back in the day, they were like the liaison to the world, you know, not just fights, but, you know, I got a site, and I got a blog, and I've got some followers, and I want to give away T-shirts. Okay, sending you 20 T-shirts, and we're going to throw in some comic books and some, you know, free cakes for your people.
Why you got to be comic books, Corey? That's very
serious. Well, I bring that up because that was one of the things that City of Heroes gave you for your subscription. You got some nice perks, which was a comic book with the characters, you know, the main NPC characters from the game. And every now and again, if I remember correctly, if you were, like, top player or something, they would actually write your character in or something like that. I can't remember how they did it. But this is things they just stopped doing over time, and it starts to kill the game by degrees, because I don't know about y'all, but some of the things that excites me the most as a gamer is when I go see Machinima. You know, somebody's made something for the game, or I see somebody else's, you know, website, a fan website, not like ours, but just a fan website. They just love their game, and they just want to talk about it. That gets me stoked. And then I want to go play. So I don't know why this is, why the people are stopping doing this. And every time they do, the games start to die. This is, I'm going to bring up my favorite, Matrix Online. This is why it died. They snatched all of their community shit overnight, literally. They were with Turbine and got sold, and Sony went in and fired their whole community management team. Literally, it was like a week process. We bought them, you guys are out. And then all this community interaction was gone. And that's why at first everybody's like, oh, it had all this great hype. It suddenly died off. That's why they got rid of their community managers.
Well, but you have to understand that Sony has a history of failing and stuff. So I can't blame the community managers 100%. I think Sony has.
Well, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. Yeah, no, they fired the people is what they did. Remember, were you in the game, the beta and stuff when I was doing it?
I was in. Yes, actually, I was. I remember that we did.
Yeah, they did some.
I played
very...
it for like 5 minutes, I think, and that was it.
Oh, that's right. Your PC couldn't run it. I remember.
Back in the day,
And mine couldn't at first, but then I ended up getting a better one, so I could. But they did some groundbreaking things as far as an MMO, meaning, you know how Snow, you know how you can stream your radio stations into Second Life.
Yeah.
Okay, these were fan stations. If you could create a station, but it wasn't a radio station per se, but more like you broadcasting, like you were in the, you know, you were, you know, Tank or whoever, you were broadcasting into the Matrix. A real, you know, one of the players could, and they would allow you to pick a station that you would listen to, you know, and it was either part of your, I can't think of what it was called in Matrix Online, so I'll say guild, but you could listen to your guild station if they had one, or somebody else's, and the so you had your three factions, you know, your PvP factions, which was the humans, the machine humans, and the machines, and you picked, of course, you picked whatever side, but it would be broadcasting, like, you know, there's a fight breaking out over here, you know, and you could hear this going on. So, of course, then you know where everything is, and this was wonderful. They had a community event every night because they had a rather large team, and this is why there was so much hype around the game. That, and you could stream, even if you wanted to just play music, you could stream music into, you know, your you know, do your own radio station. They had added AIM, and I think towards the end they were going to put MSN Messenger, meaning if you were in playing, so that you wouldn't be disturbed, because y'all know how annoying it is when you have your game up full screen and somebody pops up over your top of your game. You'd be logged into your game, and they could message you and not interrupt your game. You could see it right there on your screen, just regular chat.
That's how Steam works. I bet you Steam probably took that great idea from them, because I know that they came afterwards.
They probably did. But these, and they, like I said, groundbreaking things they were doing, and then Sony comes in and fires them, and they snatch all this stuff out, and people were like, well, we can't talk to each other anymore.
People up.
And interact, and we like that. People like to be, that's part of playing an MMO, is to be social. Even if it's not a good MMO, you like to stay in because your friends are there, you like to interact with them.
Yeah. I like to interact with my friends on MMO. You know, considering that I made a character on a certain server because somebody asked me to, and I haven't seen his ass in game yet.
I told you, Bista Pandera. That's all I got to say.
I don't care.
Any of you have played that game, you understand what I'm talking about.
Don't care.
I'm just saying, you understand.
You told me to make a character, and I did. Because I
did.
Thought it would be fun to spend some time with Blaster, and little did I know that Blaster doesn't even come in the game.
That's because of Mr. Pandera. Thank you.
You learned the lesson that I have learned about Blaster.
I think I specified that.
Corey, come play with me on Steam.
No.
Wait a minute. I come looking for Blaster. To be found. I look. He tells me he's busy. I log in one time. He's playing Team Fortress.
Wait a minute. That is not at all the truth. No, you guys never do anything with me, period. Never. Never. Never.
Oh, my God. Do you realize I have a level 85 shaman on another server that I was working on getting in the best raid gear, and yet I switched and made a newbie shaman on another server where I have no other characters? Specifically to play with you, and you are never there. I never get a message from you saying, oh, hey, I'm in the game. You want to play?
Oh, so I got to message you now.
Yeah, I'm the one that created the character on the server because you asked me to do.
You have never told me, hey, Master, we can hang out on Tuesday nights or Wednesday. I asked you, what nights can you hang out? Well, I don't know. I got kind of busy right now.
No. I said, my schedule's pretty open. You let me know when you can. And you're like, oh, okay, sure. I'm kind of busy. I only log in like once a week. You told me this after the fact that I made this character on this server.
Pick another night right now. I'll be on.
It's too late.
See, that's what it is. You didn't really want to do it.
I didn't really want to do it, and yet I have a character who is probably level 20-something right now. Yeah, I didn't really want to play with you at all, Blaster. I just made a newbie on another server for the fuck of it.
I guess so.
Leroy
Dragons! I guess so.
Oh, my God. I love it when they get into it. Oh, it's sexy. Oh, y'all kissing makeup.
Anyway, there are plenty of other games that I do play a lot of, and I've tried to get you guys involved in. Team Fortress 2 is one.
Yeah, that's you want to play games that only you like.
Oh, that's right. Because I love Second Life. That's why I'm in there all the time.
Excuse me? You've only come to
that's
Second
only
Life
time,
three
That's
times.
The only time I can ever hang out with you guys if I have to come in Second Life.
Oh, no. No, we're not getting into this again. No.
Did we not say one night, all night, playing Team Fortress until we were falling asleep? All of us?
One night. You can't live off a dead reputation. A marathon runner can't win one race and say, okay, I'm a marathon runner the rest of my life. You have to keep doing it.
Actually, technically, yes, they can.
No, they can't. They cannot. I'm a marathon runner. When did you last run a race? Five years ago.
Stop it. You already said something. I know. I'm a brain surgeon. No, you're not. Stop it.
I'm telling you, can't do that. Can't live off a dead man's reputation.
Stop it. You live.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving along. Kindle Fire came out with their new business today. Are y'all interested in Kindle Fire at all? Is anybody interested?
No, not really.
What is going on? What is it called? White paper or something?
White paper.
Why do you have white paper?
Why can't it be black paper?
Because it's called paper white. You need to talk to them. Why can't it be black paper? Why, Kindle?
Fucking racist. Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying.
Okay, so it's 179. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. It's Wi-Fi. With Wi-Fi, it's 119. Then there's a 3G connectivity one that's 179. And they also slightly updated the old Kindle and dropped it down to $69. If it goes down to $29, I'm buying one. And here's what it's supposed to be sporting for your extra cash. Higher resolution screens, 222 pixels per inch, 15% faster page turns, new font choices, 25% more contrast, whiter whites, and blacker blacks. That sounds racist to me. 8 weeks battery life, adjustable backlighting, shows time left in reading your book. Really? So now you're going to force me to keep time on how much I'm reading? 9.1 millimeter stick, new x-ray feature that shows the most popular characters in a chapter or book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, does any of that sound interesting enough?
This is all exciting.
Not at all.
I'm wrapped in attention.
Yeah, I know. What's Kendall? I'm not. No.
What are you doing, Kendall? What are you doing?
Why? Why are you doing this question?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Kendall? That's a good question.
Why you no good?
Why you no? Why you no right?
I don't know. I'm not into e-books at all. I'm really not.
You know, I prefer the actual book. Like you can curl up on a couch with a book.
I have to agree with y'all there. I read Fifty Shades of Grey on the iPad, and that was like exercise. That was.
I bet you it was exercise. I bet you were exercising while doing that.
No, I'm saying it was like exercise.
Uh-huh.
Because one, the book was hard. It was a hard read because that lady writes horribly. Two, I'm
hoping. Why the hell does everybody say, like, oh, she's so good?
She's saying dirty words.
She's saying,
I can say dirty words too. Yeah. Well, then you should become a writer. Apparently.
I just might write a dirty story or something.
Write all those dirty words. Do it.
Do it slow. And then I did not like the fact that I just didn't like it. I'm sorry. I like the way the books smell and the sound of the spine cracking and all that stuff. You don't get that with
and the feel of the pages as you turn them. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I like that too. This was just not a good experience. My hand was cramping up, you know.
Because, you know, this after a while, the electronics get heavy.
Why was your hand cramping up, Corey?
Because you have to try to hold it down to the bottom. And, you know, the iPad is crazy. So, like, if you touch it at the top, then the screen does something, you know.
Yeah.
If you accidentally touch it or if you accidentally lean too far, then the landscaping things go, oh, you want me to turn? You want me to turn? No, I don't need you to turn. I'm just shifting because I'm, you know, I'm trying to get comfortable. Yeah, that's it's like exercise. It's like I have to stay in one spot and just read. And I was like, I don't know how people do this. I like my book. I need my bookmark. I need to lick my finger and flip my page. The next page, no. And don't get a bad e-reader because then it'll start you over from the beginning and you have to try to remember what page number you were on.
Oh, God, no.
Again, are there any e-readers that are good?
Not that I know of.
Just curious. Cause...
Not that I know of. I downloaded 3 and all the bitches did the same thing. I stopped reading it tonight. I pushed the button that says bookmark. When I open that bitch up, I'm at page 1 again. And I got to say, okay, I was around 335. Now I have to try to flip. And yes, you have to flip. Like you're flipping pages. You can't
really?
Slide on. Well, I think I've had one that would actually slide, but if you slid it too far too fast, then it would crash.
That's what she said.
There's something wrong with you people. I don't know why I hang out with y'all every week.
Yeah, you love it.
Of course, yeah. What are you talking about? I don't know why I hang out with you.
Ooh.
Don't
do that.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be mad at you. You can't be making that voice.
Mm-hmm. I'm making you mad.
Ooh, hey.
I'm making you mad at me.
Okay, stop. Shit.
And guys, there you have the key to getting your girlfriend not to be mad at you. You go into the deep voice and you get close and you just repeat everything she says in that deep, slow voice.
Doesn't work on Corey, though.
Yeah, it does. It don't work over not just the voice. You have to have the presence, too. Yeah, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Somebody's going to get their ass killed. They're going to walk over to me to my hardcore. I'm like, what the fuck are you walking up on me for? Bam!
Stab!
No, I want someone to do that. I really do.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Walking up on me.
I want someone to do that so bad. Just so I want to be there so I can watch.
Stab. Walk away.
Be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Whap!
He had to call in my southern girl accent. What the fuck are you walking about me for?
Yeah, that sounded more Jamaican than southern, just so you know.
I was always not
Jamaican. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving along because we got a little time left. What else were we talking about this week? We had something else that hit
there
us.
There was something else that was pretty. Oh, yes. I want to mention this really quickly. Remember, I talked about the story today?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, at a Minecraft event. During the week of PAX, not on the site of PAX, not on site, but at a location off site, there was a Minecraft event. Everybody was there having a good time, and apparently a sexual assault happened. Now, what happened is a girl was approached by a creeper, because he's a creep, and they were talking. It eventually got down to dick size. I can be really vulgar tonight. It's really wonderful.
Yep.
It got down to dick size and him talking about girls always wonder if his dick's big enough. And he took her hand and put it on his crotch. Now, that's bad enough. I probably would have punched him in the dick just because.
Ooh.
But or I would have grabbed and twisted. I think that's really would be
that
my...
That was the proper response. That's the proper response.
That was
response,
the proper response. I would have grabbed and twisted and been like, I don't know, let me get a closer grip. But then he also took his dick out of his pants and
wow.
exposed himself to this woman at this event for Minecraft. Now, that's horrible. That's very traumatizing. I've had it happen to me. It's very traumatizing. So she goes to security, because obviously security is supposed to be there for your protection. Tell security. Security's basically like, what do you want me to do about it?
What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Then that's exactly what I was told when it happened to me. I went over to security guard. What do you want me to do about it? So
how about stop it?
Yeah. How about kick the motherfucker out? Call the police? I want to press charges? All this other stuff. But no, it was... what do you want me to do about it? So she tried to shrug it off and make it throughout the night, but when, as soon as she left, she broke down in tears. And you know what? I totally understand, honey. Your response, other than the fact that you didn't grab his dick and twist, other than that, your response was perfect. 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 Okay?
There are so many things that I would have done to that child.
Oh, me too. Oh, God. You have no idea.
After I hit it, because I was going to, as soon as you pull, oh, you want, pulling out means you want me to hit. Then while he was on the floor, I would have took pictures.
And posted it everywhere. This motherfucker decided to flash his tiny dick to me.
And after I pulled out my hourglass, my spyglass to see if I could see it better, I decided I'd just hit him just to see if I could zero in on where.
Hey, why would you want to see it better? Pretty cool.
No, I had to see so I can hit it. I said I had to magnify so
you
I
had
could
to
see exactly
it.
Where to hit it. See exactly where to hit it.
Because it might look like just like a prairie dog in the tall grass.
Why
does
she have to go to prairie
wait,
dog?
Wait, why do you have to be so visual with that? I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense. Why? Why? Why is she have to like a prairie dog?
In the tall grass.
In the tall grass.
You know how the only thing you can see in a prairie dog is the top of their head when they're looking over
the analogy. Trust me, we all understand the analogy. Thank you.
It's just
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Oh, God, I love you.
Oh, my gosh. Like a prairie dog.
That's
like a prairie dog.
Euphemism. Yep, that's my new euphemism for it. She's a prairie dog.
Or get your friend.
That's a nice prairie dog, you guys.
You should tell a certain someone that soon.
Mm-mm.
Get yourself beaten.
Yes, 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 I will.
Anyway, back to the story. I had to my little rant. But anyway, yes, the girl's response was good. Personally, I would have done something horrible to him just because I'm no longer the timid, shy girl I once was when this happened to me at a bar. I'm no longer that timid girl. So you fuck with me in public, there's going to be a throwdown. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Just like there was when Corey and I went out.
Yes, ma'am. We talked about this morning.
A guy was all up on Corey. I was like, oh, hell no.
It wasn't just you. All I heard, it was you. I don't think...
I think Danger was... No,
No, she had another... We had two altercations going on, remember? Because there was a guy that asked her to dance, and his friend's girlfriend was angry about this. So we had two altercations going on at the same time. It was a matter of who are we going to hit first was what we were trying to decide. You don't remember?
I really don't remember, but that was some hardcore shit right there.
That sounds like trouble. You guys sound like trouble.
Oh, cool.
Well, I mean, we were all together. We're all, you know, very aggressive women when it comes to protecting ourselves. And these people are going to try to fuck with us? Hell no. Girl, hold my earrings.
Well, see... I wouldn't say we're aggressive. We were having fun. We're minding our own business.
No, I'm talking about aggressive when it comes to protecting ourselves.
Yeah, true. So, but it was a matter of, I don't care what you want to call it. You call it liberal, whatever you want to call it. But as long as you don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with you.
Exactly.
We don't have any problems.
Exactly.
So this guy...
Stay over there with yourself, and I'll be up here with me, and we won't have any problems.
And this guy, he had walked by the first time, and I saw Snow. She stopped dancing. And this is when I knew it was serious, because the woman does not stop dancing the whole time we're in where there's some music. You cannot get her to stand still. She's just, like, constantly moving. So she stopped dancing.
Ooh.
You. If there's music on, she is in constant motion. So I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't figure out what. So she just stopped dancing, and she's just staring. I guess he was walking behind me. And then he reached to touch me, and then I followed her eyesight, and I turned, and I saw his hand. I was like, what the fuck? And then She's like, she's pulling off her earrings. And I was like, oh, hold on, dude, let's do this. So then my cousin's like taking off her shoes and her friend's like putting stuff in the purse. Give me your stuff, put it in the purse.
Carry stuff for when the cops show up to try to straighten this out.
No. What we do is we take it off so we can fight better.
Yeah.
Because if you're wearing earrings, it could be yanked out of your ear. If you have shoes on, you won't be able to have the good traction. Mm-hmm. You know.
You guys have thought about this. This is
have to think about this as a woman. This is some of the things we have to think about. I may have to get in a fight. I need to know what I need to take off. Take off my wig. You know, I didn't have on a wig that night, but you know, I would have. You just go ahead and pull this off, girl. Put this in your purse. Puts in your purse. So he kept walking by, and he walked by a couple more times. He bumped us. I think we were dancing another time, and he tried to get into the middle, you know, of our little, you know, girls dance in a circle. We do that. He tried to get in the middle of our circle, and it was like, we are going to kill you if you don't stop. At that point, we were like, it's time to go before we get arrested.
I think I actually, like, grabbed you and moved you physically.
Yes, you did. And Danger made some comment about pulling his turban off. Didn't he have on a turban or something?
Yes, he
did. She's like, I'm going to pull that fucking turban off your head. I'm just like, oh, okay, let's, it's time to go.
About to get ugly.
I remember. That was fun, though.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know.
It was fun after. During the moment, it was like, it's about to go down.
He just couldn't take a fucking hint. Guys, let me give you a little hint. If you start dancing all up on a girl and you see her friend give you a look like I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker, and then move her out of the way, that's a hint. Leave her alone.
And if the girl is not dancing back up on you,
another hint. Leave her alone.
That's a hint, guys. She wants you bad.
No, you want to get
you are gonna get somebody hurt if they try that shit with us out in public. Mm-mm.
Let me be specific. I had a lady tell me this today. I thought it's absolutely true. She says this is the difference between a southern woman and a woman from, you know, up New York, a northern woman. She says a northern woman, they get upset, they're gonna go buy something at the store. A southern woman is going to fuck you up, hot grits. She's gonna find some way to get back at you. It's not over because she walked away. It's not over.
No.
I'm coming after you later. So this is true. Going into clubs, as a woman, you have to learn to protect yourself. And this is the thing I was harping on this morning at the girl, is that she not only should have gone to security, and she should have presented him with two options. Either you remove him or remove me and give him my money back, because I'm about to fuck him up. And that's the only thing she needed to say.
Right.
One of us has got to go. You can cry later. I'm not saying don't cry. You got to get it out, girl. But at that point, your mind should have gone straight to angry. And I'm, you know, we're about to have a problem. Not, you know, not leave. Don't let him ruin your fun for the night. Somebody's got to go. And as we said this morning, you can always call us. As you see, we have big mouths. And we would have told everybody. And I'm still going to tell everybody. I might be over Facebook after this is over.
They do have big mouths. I will agree with that.
What are you trying to say? You wouldn't know that.
He's mad because he doesn't know that. I wouldn't say big mouths. I would say we're loud, because technically I don't have a big mouth.
No, I don't either.
But we're loud. We speak from our dive. Oh my God, there's a spider.
Look, all that tough talk. Oh, there's a spider.
We speak from, oh my God, there's a spider.
Oh my God, I'm scared of spiders. I'm freaking out.
God. I'm not scared of big men wearing turbans, but a spider.
That's a different piece entirely.
But they're tiny and they have fangs and eight legs and they're hairy and oh my God, I'm in my chair.
But now, we're also saying this morning, there's been a huge difference in all the gatherings and things that I've been to as far as security goes. Like the one I went to with Snow, there was no security. It was in a club. And then the highest end, of course, is E3. E3 does not care what the fuck is going on. If you leave from the premises and you don't have a badge, you're not coming back in. And you heard us say this before. I'm on fire, and there's my purse right there with the water in it right inside the door. Do you have your badge? No, I do not. It's right there. Well,
you should have thought about that before you caught on fire. Now, shit.
Yep, and ran out the door. You should have had your badge on. Whereas PAX, there's not a whole lot of security, which I was always makes me nervous when I go. I mean, nothing aside from what just happened has ever happened at PAX, but they don't have the greatest security. They actually have volunteer security, and I know this because I met one of the volunteers on the plane the first year we went to PAX. Cute little red-haired girl named Christy or whatever, likes to crochet. I remember you, girl. Hello.
Likes to crochet.
Yeah, we were comparing patterns. Yes, I crochet. Yeah, I'm a Renaissance woman. So that's what they have, volunteer security, for the most part. That's why probably the guy said, well, this wasn't at PAX. I don't want to link the two directly that way. But this is what you have to deal with, the lower key, the event. Sometimes I think they think, well, they're gamers. Nothing's going to happen. Not all gamers are nice people.
Nope.
They're just not. They're not. And I'm not saying they're going to go out and shoot up anybody, but some of them are socially inept. Apparently this guy was, because you pulled out your dick at an event and you thought that was funny.
Like, and I tell you, it's
well,
fine.
It wasn't funny until everybody saw it. Then it was funny.
And what he happened to do was he got lucky and didn't pick the wrong chick, because, oh, my God, it had been me.
You know, I kind of hope that he had picked the wrong chick, and then it would be a different story. It wouldn't be a story about a woman going to security for help and not getting it. It would be a story about a man losing his genitalia because he pissed off the wrong chick.
Yes. If it had been any of the girls, I dare say, from PMS Clan, all of those chicks are the wrong chick. All of them. This would have been horrible, gone horribly bad. So he picked a victim that was going to run away. You got lucky, dude. And I hope somebody got a good look at his face. I hope somebody got a picture. I want to know who this is. So when I see you at an event next, oh, it is so on. Because I'm going to walk up to you and say, let's see it. Let's see the Vienna sausage. Let's see it. Pull it out. Pull it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Pull it out, since you like showing it. Pull it out. I'm going to show you what we do with it.
I really wish I knew who this dude was.
We all knew who he was.
Yeah, but, you know, we're never going to find that out, ever.
I think she will. I mean, I'm hoping that this girl, all joking aside, I'm hoping that she gets herself a lawyer. I don't think she should sue Minecraft, but definitely Minecraft, you should probably help her find out who this person was.
Yeah, and I definitely think that the security firm they used, they need to be sued.
Oh, now I'll tell you one thing. Those people should never, ever work ever anywhere in the game.
And that is exactly what we said this morning.
Yeah.
Ever.
You know who they are, they should be gone, and we need to find out who this guy is, because who knows who else he's doing this to.
What do you want me to do about it? Call the police. It's your job.
Yeah. This guy might be flashing himself to children.
Mm-hmm.
Or he
might be doing worse than that.
Yeah, that might have been a precursor
to what could have happened.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, guys who do stuff like that, they get off on women's reactions, okay?
Right.
And it's actually a proven fact. Guys who do this have been known, are more likely to escalate to doing worse and worse and worse and worse things to get that reaction, to feed that desire, that sick, horrible, nasty desire. And it's not even exhibitionism. It's really not. It's just you like to make women feel uncomfortable and feel less than you. It's your way of holding power over them. So really, this could have been a precursor to other stuff.
That's a very scary thought.
Yep.
True.
So we need to find out who this person is. I think we should put out the call. Those of you listening live or Memorex, we need to find out who this person is. We need to get him out of our community. We already have a sexual offender in the community who I cannot name for legal reasons, but trust me. Oh, God, if it turns out it's him.
Ooh.
We do. We have a pedophile that's pretty high ranking in the gamer community. He runs a website. That's pretty much all I can say without, you know, bringing a lawsuit. Yeah, I'm so dead serious. Somebody else pointed him out to me, and then we went and looked him up. He is a pedophile, a card-carrying pedophile, and it's not something where it was a mistake. He happened to be standing next to the school, and he was drunk, and he peed. He is a card-carrying pedophile. He sexually assaulted a child.
Well, and people like that should not be allowed to live, let alone work in the gaming industry.
No, well, especially not considering that games are mainly geared towards kids, even though most of us are 30 years plus.
If he was a programmer, this would not be an issue for me. I would say, well, he's not dealing with kids, but he's actually runs a website like ours where more than likely he's going to interact with some children at some point, at an event, something.
Wait. I understand why you wouldn't have a problem, but I would still have a problem with it anyways, regardless. I don't want anybody like that in the game industry.
It would bother me, but it wouldn't bother me as much, given that I know that I've met this person face-to-face. Had I known then what I knew, you know, what I know now, oh, teeth on the floor. You should not even be in PAX. There's children in PAX, by the way, people who don't know. Little
right.
kids go to PAX. Their parents bring them. They're dressed up in their little costumes. And this person is roaming around amidst your children at PAX. And he is a pedophile.
Yeah, that doesn't truck with me at all.
No. So we really need to start getting these people out of our communities. This is ridiculous, to say the least. If anybody out there was at the Minecraft party and you happen to witness this event, why don't do something?
And, you know, and a lot of people will be listening to this and saying, oh, my God, they're overreacting. It wasn't that big a deal. Actually, no. Even if the guy has a small chance of being – maybe he was just being drunk and stupid, there's also the small chance that that wasn't him being just drunk and stupid. And I don't know about
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
But I'm more concerned with the safety of the people of the community rather than keeping this drunk and stupid guy from looking like a complete and utter fucking moron.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he was probably also at PAX rooming amidst children. Would you think it was less, you think we were not overreacting if you heard he had exposed himself to one of the kids there at PAX?
Right.
And he may well have. Little
because
kids.
You know, people that do this, they don't just offend once, right?
No, they don't. Like I said, it's some sort of urge they have to fill, and sometimes it doesn't get filled by exposing themselves anymore, and they have to escalate it. I'm not saying that happens all the time, but there is always a chance that this guy is going to have to escalate higher and higher and higher offenses in order to fulfill this need.
Right.
Sick fucker. So did we get the girl's name anyway?
All she said in the thing was Kai.
Well, Miss Kai, we got your back.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you want to roll with us to an event, if you're worried about somebody flashing you.
Girl, you know we got you. Come on.
You better be careful because Corey and them might flash you.
Well, we flash people that like it.
That's right. You have to say you want to be flashed.
Right.
Do it.
You have to ask me and ask me nicely, and then maybe I will.
And that does not invite you to touch me in places and say
hell, no.
I like it when you flash me.
Like, you know, if, you know, if we bring Blaster with us, somebody's going to want us to flash him anyway because he's going to be scared to say anything.
He's going to be, like, towering over us with his arms crossed over his chest, and we'll just get up that good old time.
You don't flash my girls.
See?
Something of that nature.
He's just going to walk up and stand behind us.
Me no like that.
What you do, leave woman alone. Mine. My woman.
My woman's, with an S. All my woman's.
My woman.
Hey, I'm all for more women's.
Are you ready to count down?
I am counting down. Laughter has to know the music.
Oh, are you? Oh, my gosh. Whatever.
He is smoking that crack.
Dear God. All right.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
I get complaints every time I play something, though, so.
You know,
I don't know if I should
play that you like.
What's that? What is it? The quest line.
I like the rumor has it.
Oh, rumor has it. Here, I'll play that one then.
I like
one
that.
Second. I can find it.
My seat.
What the fuck is it? Rumor has it. There we go. All right.
I actually dropped like that one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, it's the time of the evening. So
yes.
This seemed like it went pretty fast. We did a lot of bitching tonight, though, I have to say.
We bitch every night.
Yeah.
I know. This is a particularly bitchy night.
Well, you have to understand, I bitched a lot because I've been doing the morning show and I've been having to be very...
She had to restrain herself.
Yeah. So this was kind of pent up all week.
Kind of, you've been getting it out of your system.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel better now. Tune in tomorrow to hear me and Corey do the news. Yes, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I know.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early.
And then tune in on Tuesday to hear our next edition of Pixanista. For those of you that missed it, you can actually catch our show, blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio. You can even find us on iTunes if you'd like. Stay with us if you like us. Stay with us if you don't, because that's how we roll, bitches. Say goodnight, lies. Say goodnight, lies.
Goodnight, lies.
People said it don't mean that I meant it, just 'cause you heard it. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?